Today, Silver Therapeutics in Williamstown, Massachusetts, becomes Northern Berkshire County's first recreational marijuana retailer. It's the fourth store of its kind in the county. Down in Great Barrington, the county's first such store, Theory Wellness, is making a new move of its own. CEO Brandon Pollock says the company is launching a social equity program that will sponsor people trying to get into the marijuana business after being, quote, disproportionately impacted by high rates of arrest and incarceration for cannabis-related crimes, specifically Black and Latino populations. It's part of a larger undertaking by the state's Cannabis Control Commission, which has made building social equity a part of its mission. Pollock spoke with WAMC about what inspired the move and how much money Theory will be investing in the program.
We are committed to helping improve the equity in the cannabis industry, and what we're doing with our social equity program is providing direct support to a economic empowerment entrepreneur or team to get them through the process of opening a retail dispensary in the Commonwealth. So we're going to be providing financing, initial inventory, consulting services, and introductions to investors as well as professional service providers that can help them kind of achieve their vision. So that's really what we're looking to do with this program.
So how would this work?
So we are going to be opening up applications in the next couple of weeks where we're going to invite economic empowerment applicants who have already been certified by the state as such to send us resumes, a business plan, and a couple other pieces of information that can help us set up in-person interviews for a select group of people. And from there, we're going to choose a entrepreneur or a team and just start working with them on the process of opening a retail store. Everyone's going to potentially be in a different spot, so the logistics of how it will work when we get to a selected applicant will be figured out then, but that's the gist of the process to refine it to a single, person or team that we're going to help get through the process of opening their doors.
Let's talk numbers here. How much is Theory putting on the table to help these people start their own entrepreneurial enterprises?
Sure. So we're putting $250,000 of either direct zero interest debt financing and initial inventory of cannabis products for the team. We're also going to be putting in a lot of time and effort, which is, of course, valuable, but we really do believe in this program, and with that assistance, we believe we can get somebody open.
How do you anticipate reaching out to find the kind of people you want to help with this program?
Well, we appreciate, all the support we can get there. We're going to be reaching out to some activist groups as well who we've been consulting with, just running the idea by them. So we're hoping that through, different press outlets, our own social media, as well as some advocacy groups, we'll spread the word and we'll get a good number of people to apply.
So what's your timeline and process for how you're going to get these things going?
Sure. So the next step is, I'm thinking the first week in May, we're going to be opening up applications. And the application, as I mentioned earlier, will consist of, we're going to try to keep it as simple as possible for the first phase of the application, where we just want resumes, real kind of summary of the business plan and where they are in the process right now. From there, we'll be conducting in-person interviews and using that to help select our entrepreneur of choice or the team that we're going to work with. So I'm guessing by early summer we'll have our group chosen and partnered with, and we'll just start working with them wherever they are in their process.
Who else are you working with around the state on this initiative? Are there other partners in this?
So we've been talking with the Massachusetts Recreational Consumer Council, the MRCC, to get input in the early stages of our plan, and they certainly helped us identify the need for financing as being one of the, if not the single biggest obstacle the economic empowerment individuals face right now in getting open. So I'd say that's one group we've been working with. As the program develops, we are going to be bringing in some of our professional service firms, and we're talking with them right now. This would be law firms, banks, and so forth, to hopefully give some pro bono or at least reduced rate services to the company that we partner with.
When did the thinking around this begin? You only really opened your doors for recreational sales a few months ago, so the fact that you're turning so quickly to this sort of broader social landscape is interesting.
Yeah, I think it was about 2 months ago when we first started talking about this at our board level. One of our board members brought it up as something we should consider because it is part of our mission is to further the cannabis industry. And this is an area of, I think, private sector neglect in some ways is looking out for other people and not just pursuing your own interests.